verifying it. Welcome.
The noon hour is here, and it's time to talk about the teams you love with the guys you know and trust.
Yeah, that's right. We are the best.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome on in, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. This is maybe why we need to have
I see you
a webcam.
Smiling, and no, don't bring it up because people always jump on your side.
No,
they love
Scotty
G.
Because I'm right.
You're not right. And Ben's even more wrong. And Jake's even more wrong than Ben.
There was a heated conversation during the break.
Lloyd's even more wrong than Jake and Ben.
Okay, at some point you got to realize maybe you're wrong when everybody told you you were wrong.
I'm not wrong on this one.
All right.
I'll tell you what. Put that up against short circuit.
Put that on a poll question and see how that goes for you.
Stop it. Remember, we killed the short circuit bit. Remember, we all talked about it. We pushed it too far.
No, that was you.
Listeners were sick of the short circuit bit.
All right. So, you know what? How about this? Like, I just want to talk to a random person and just clarify this. Like
a random caller?
Like just a random caller. If you're a fan of movies, particularly 90s movies, call in right now, 855-340-ZONE. 855-340-ZONE. I'm not going to tell you what the topic is.
What did you say? 80s movies?
90s movies. 90s? You got to be a fan of 90s movies because there was a really heated conversation. 855-340-ZONE, you're going to come on, and we're just going to ask you one question. Just one question.
I'm not even getting your name. I'm just going to pat you right through.
Yeah. Do we have people even calling?
No, they will. Got to give them a second. Okay. A little bit of a delay.
What's the number?
855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. Johnny will hook you up with something for
it's
your
free.
Troubles.
It's free.
Yeah.
Just say free.
Free.
And they'll call.
Yeah. But
you know what? I actually have something. I'll hook you up with something.
You got something today?
Yeah, I got some tickets today.
You got some tickets?
I got lots of tickets.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you want to be specific about the tickets? All right. Let's go jazz tickets.
How do you you guys always have tickets? It's impressive.
855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. And I'm going to put you on the air. You're going to get tickets regardless on however you answer this question. I do want you to be a fan of 90s movies though. Like I do that like you can't be like some Gen Xer that calls in and has no idea of anything that happened in the 90s. Okay. All right. Hello, you're on the air. How are you?
Hello?
Good, this is Steve.
Steve, how are you?
Steve,
you're on the air, so keep it clean. We're giving you tickets regardless of however you answer this. So just know you're not being bribed one way or another.
Steve, Hans, do not try to sway this in any direction.
I promise I won't. You're a 90s movies fan, or at least you would consider yourself a 90s movies savant or intelligent?
Well, we'll see. I'm older than you guys.
Well, okay, this isn't a trivia question. It's an opinion question.
Yep.
All right.
Sure.
So, with that, you know who the actress Sandra Bullock is, correct?
Of course.
All right. When you think of a Sandra Bullock movie, particularly 90s movie, what is the movie that pops into your head first?
Was she the one that the Kevin Costner baseball movie?
No,
that was Kelly.
Not for Love of the Game. That was
Kelly Kapowski.
No.
You're thinking of Kelly Preston, I believe.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, she's not with us anymore. You're right.
Do we have any other callers? Maybe.
Yeah.
We're not. Sorry, Steve. We asked for somebody that knows 90s movies. And you gave us a Kelly Ripa movie.
All right, you're up. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name?
Oh, it's Andrew.
Hey,
I'm
Andrew.
Calling in to win some jazz tickets.
All right, Andrew.
If possible.
All right, but you got to at least know a Sandra Bullock movie. All right, so when you
think... Okay, yeah, I know tons of Sandra Bullock movies.
All right, so when you think of 90s Sandra Bullock, a 90s movie with Sandra Bullock in, what's the first movie that pops into your head?
The first one is While You Were Sleeping or Speed.
Okay.
Okay, give me a third, because I just want to see if you ever even get to it.
You don't get tickets.
Andrew gets tickets.
What's your third, Andrew?
Is there any others that pop into your head? I know we're putting you on the spot.
I don't know if it's 90s, but Miss Congeniality is probably in there.
Okay.
This is the
Jake.
Do you have a fourth?
Now just name any movie.
Let's move on.
Just keep going.
No, let's move on.
No.
We kind of want Andrew to keep...
Hope floats. What are you guys going for
keep
here?
Going, man.
Don't worry
keep
about
going.
It, Andrew. Just keep naming some movies.
You haven't even mentioned her best one.
So, all right. So here's the thing. I don't know how we got onto it, but it turned into a really heated conversation during the break about Sandra Bullock's best movie.
Well, because you guys turn into jerks on stuff like this.
We're not turning
Both
into
you
jerks.
And Lloyd, like, you get so stinking but mean
Hands,
about
but
things.
But Hands went to a movie that, frankly, a lot of us even forgot that she was in, let alone her best movie.
Oh, Brianna.
You got anything else, Andrew? Any other Sandra Bullock Bullock movies?
Our girl Bree.
Yeah.
Barker.
Yeah.
She just tweeted in. She said Practical Magic.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't. Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what
another
that is.
One.
I don't either, but I remember the cover.
Hey, now.
Got anything else, Andrew?
Anything else, Andrew? We're going to give you tickets regardless. We appreciate you doing
going.
This.
So,
we're just curious to know if you'll
Ocean's
ever.
Ocean's 8 was pretty good.
Which one?
But she was in Ocean's 8. It was a
Oh, that's
of
right.
Ocean's
yeah.
11,
yeah, she was in that.
She was pretty good in that.
Okay, keep going.
Boy.
I mean, you got to remember.
I don't agree with Hans on his movie choices anyway. Well, he doesn't even like The Count of Monte Cristo, so I don't know about his taste.
No, Scotty suggested
I did not.
The Count of Monte Cristo. No. I did not like that movie.
I didn't. I never at any point suggested.
Did.
No,
you
I
said.
Never. I never. I don't even think I've seen Count of Monte Cristo. I think I've had a Monte Cristo sandwich,
should.
And that's about it.
Those are delicious.
Yeah, they are, actually.
I'm sitting there watching Jim Cavazeville, and I'm like, what is this garbage?
Hey, Andrew, we appreciate you calling in.
Thanks,
you so
Andrew.
Much. All right, so
hey, thanks, guys.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Andrew, is he still there? Andrew,
yeah,
all right.
I'm here.
So, Hans, tell Andrew the movie that you feel like is the best Sandra Bullock movie.
Wait, I feel like we should take a couple more calls. We don't need to give tickets to anybody else. Can we see if somebody can come up with it?
Yeah.
All right, fine. All
you
right, Andrew,
do that?
We'll get you tickets,
Andrew's
man. Thanks
tickets
for calling
nobody
in.
Else is, so hold on.
You got more
thanks,
callers?
Guys.
I'm just kind of curious to know how far it's going to take before somebody brings up the movie that Hans thinks is the best Sandra Bullock movie.
When you guys sink your teeth into something, it's really rude.
All right. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. How are you? Hello. All right.
Hello.
This thing may have... Oh, he hung up.
I don't think that...
I think once we took tickets away, people are like... We're
I don't do think some anymore. Of these some of these guys... Hello?
We got another one? Go ahead.
Yes. Hi. Yeah. I've got some movies for you.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. I love Sandra Bullock in the 90s.
Okay.
While You Were Sleeping.
Okay.
No.
I'm guessing that Hans likes that one.
I do like it. But
it's not what he considers her number one movie. No.
I'm hoping you don't say, like, Practical Magic.
No.
No.
Though he does like that one, but that's not it.
No, I don't like that one.
Speed or?
No.
I said Speed.
Time to Kill?
No.
Time to Kill?
Oh, a Time to Kill. Jake,
we like
Jake
that
Scott
one.
Brought up a Time
that,
to Kill.
That was Jake Scott.
And she was really good in that one.
And he was wrong.
Yeah, she was really good in that one. I do love her in Miss Congeniality.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. That's what Jake Hatch went with, was Miss Congeniality.
Of course he did.
Yeah, that's what I think of her from the 90s or While You Were Sleeping, really. But Time to Kill, I don't know. Those are the main ones I think
You've
of.
Loaded the phones, Lloyd. By the way,
how
thank
can
you
I
so
load,
much for listening.
How can I load
so
the phones?
Keep hey, going.
She's a Sandra fan. Let her keep going. She's got more.
Any others you can think of, by the way?
People
no,
are gonna.
I mean, that's a pretty good list.
I know it's an awesome list.
People are gonna kick themselves when they hear me say this. They're gonna kick themselves because
okay,
they
are. Hold on, there's one. The Net.
Forgot
that's a great
the net.
One.
Yeah, the Net's great. I would put the Net above
that's,
yours.
That's not
good
the
call.
One.
That's a great poll.
That was okay. Well, that wasn't my favorite one, but I do remember that one. But I can't think of any others.
Lloyd, you. Lloyd,
I don't
know. These
are
random calls.
I think okay. We need to shut this down.
Oh, I gotta know what it is.
What?
It Hope Floats?
No.
Well, no, but that's number two. That's number two.
I know a lot of guys who love that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. I love Harry Connick. I love her character. Love that movie. Her mom's hilarious.
All right. So yeah. What's your name? I'm sorry?
Nicole,
you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anne's favorite movie of Sandra Bullock in the 90s.
Her best movie.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
This isn't Han's opinion.
This is her best movie
in the 90s is, do you have a drum roll? I don't think you have a drum roll. But anyway, sorry to put you on the spot. It's
Demolition Man.
What?
I can't even believe you actually said that out loud.
Yeah, it's Demolition Man.
No.
Yes. She didn't even remember her being in there.
Do you even remember?
I don't remember it. Yeah, I mean, I vaguely remember it, but... No.
And this is a Sandra Bullock savant right here.
Yeah.
Demolition Man,
Nicole
number one.
Nicole knows Sandra Bullock.
Hulk Floats, number two.
Yeah, I'm not like a big, like a, you know, movie, like knowing all the different actors and actresses, but I really like Sandra Bullock. And yeah.
We all
no,
do.
I don't
we
agree.
Understand
I don't
that.
Agree with you, Hans, and I actually do agree with a lot of your movie takes. So.
Well, I appreciate that. And many of the ones that you offered up are fantastic, but
yeah.
Demolition Man is the correct name.
Thank you.
I don't think so.
Thank you, Nicole. Yeah. We appreciate you calling in. And thanks.
She still disagrees with me. She's like, no.
No. Well,
she's like not hanging up just so she could disagree with me one last time.
You're wrong. Nicole, thanks for being our one female listener, too. We appreciate that. That means a lot.
No, it means so much.
Yes.
No, it's not funny. You guys feel better?
No, I just sometimes we got to make a point. That's all. It's just need to just drive it home a little bit that. Demolition Man is not Sandra Bullock's best
movie. But now that people heard me say Demolition Man, they remembered she was in it, and they're like, he's actually right.
I don't think you're going to get one person that is going to say Sandra Bullock or the Demolition Man is Sandra Bullock's best movie. I mean, she was batting third in that lineup behind Wesley Snipes and Sly Stallone.
The way this came up is there's a girl that looks like Sandra Bullock and Scotty Lloyd and myself were sitting around, and I said, oh, she looks like that girl who's in Demolition Man. And Lloyd was like, what? And Scotty was like, Sandra Bullock? It's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
right.
And
that's
all
right.
I said was, yeah, that's her best move. Because you guys were like, well, no, you could have done – Lloyd was like, you could have done this and this and this, and then you jumped
in. That's the movie you pulled for Sandra Bullock.
Demolition Man is her most recognized movie.
It is not.
Well, based on the callers that we had, that obviously is not the case.
Okay. I guess if we go from the caller's point of view, maybe not.
All right.
Hey.
It's a Friday.
It is a Friday. Hey, really quick before we jump into the starter.
Yeah.
I'll ask both you and Lloyd this. Is Caleb Lohner an NBA guy?
No. No, he's not.
Do you think he thinks he is?
I'm sure everybody thinks they're, you know, if you're playing high level Division I college basketball, sure, yeah, you think.
Because he's a freak athlete.
He is a freak athlete.
And
got to work on that shooting a little bit.
He does, but he's a freak athlete.
Yep. Oh, I saw this tweet. You're trying to switch him.
Well.
And by the way, for a guy who hates Star Wars, you sure can quote it.
Well, I actually looked up the second quote, but let the hate flow through you is just a very recognizable come to the dark side, let the hate flow through you that is the biggest.
So you see him as a tight end or a D end?
Tight end.
Because I think he could wreck an offensive tackle.
He could probably play D end. He could probably play D end. He is a ready-made tight end that is NFL worthy. He could be a draft pick.
You really think so?
Yes, he could. Absolutely. You know, who was it? Was it Bronson Cafusi?
Yeah, Bronson Cafusi.
Is he the one that it was finally like, all right, enough's enough? And Coach Rose was like, well, this sucks. And he's like, hey, I'm going to go try for the NFL. And I think he's kicked around the NFL for a few years.
He's made a few skittles.
Yeah. Playing professional sports. I just don't know enough about Lohner's evaluation at the next level to say, oh, you got to make this transition. But if you feel like he's not an NBA athlete, then I would go to him and be like, hey, Caleb, this basketball thing's fun. But let me tell you, at all the gifts that you have right now, you could put pads on and you could be in the NFL in a year. Remember, my tight end with the Colts my first year, didn't play a lick of college football. He was all basketball.
Hey, there's a lot of those guys that have done that. The guy you bring up, Antonio Gates.
By the way, my tight end was Marcus Pollard.
Marcus Pollard.
For those people out there that remember Marcus.
Denver had a tight end that caught a bunch of touchdowns from Peyton Manning. Julius, I forget his name. Anyway, he played at Portland State in the Big Sky basketball forever and then played 1 year football and then got drafted.
So what people have to remember is NBA athletes are the most freakish athlete in any sport. I'm not saying they're the toughest.
No.
I'm not saying that they're the best athletes. I'm just saying they're the most freakish, and they translate well. And if Caleb Lohner is not going to be an NBA player, stop now and get pads on. Learn some down blocking. I was actually watching the way he blocks out, and I was watching him use his hips, and I was watching the way he plays in levels, and I was watching his footwork, and I'm like, what is this guy doing on a basketball court? He could be a freaking college football superstar right now.
What's how uncomfortable is that conversation if Kalani walks into Mark Pope's office and says, "Hey, yeah, you got a player named Caleb on your team.
You using him this year?
So your season is going to wrap up sometime, you know, mid to late March. Spring ball." Actually, spring ball is going to wrap up about that time, too.
Yeah.
I think they started, what, February 28th?
Yeah.
But.
Right in there.
Like, hey, you know, we're going to sneak him in there in fall before things get going in basketball. And just get him to fall camp and see what he looks like. So I just want to give you a heads up.
Yeah.
I'm not asking permission. We're just going to do this.
We're
going to
go ahead and do it.
But just a heads up. He might be late to the season this year.
Like, if I'm Built Bar or I'm somebody that's, you know, connected with name, image, and likeness, I go to Caleb. I'm like, hey, we want to sponsor you, just not as a basketball guy.
So, okay. No.
I want to sponsor you as a football guy.
But honestly, I mean, real talk here. I mean, you're being serious about this.
100%.
If he walks into Kalani Sitake's office tomorrow and says, I want to play football, Kalani will be like,
yep,
let's roll.
Let's roll.
You think Kalani be
yes,
like,
sir.
Let's go.
100%.
This isn't like a who is the big dude from Tonga that came over? We always joked about. Like,
oh, I don't want to talk about Long.
Well, no. I'm just saying, like, there's
Big Mo,
where they're like, oh, we think we can make a football player, and you laughed at that the whole time and completely dismissed it, which you were 100% correct on.
Yeah,
but
well,
if Lohner
really give him a chance.
But if Lohner walks, but if Lohner walks in, and I don't know if he played, like, I don't know if he played football in high school. I know he's a Wasatch Academy kid. I don't know if there was ever any crossover. Yeah, I think if he went to Wasatch Academy, he's going there to play basketball. He's not going to be a multi-sport kid. And so I don't think he's probably played a lick of football.
I watch him receive a pass. You know, I watch him move around the court, receive a pass. I can see he's got fairly soft hands. I don't know how soft of hands he has and if he's a naturally gifted receiver type tight end.
Yeah.
But as far as the size to down block, the speed and the length of the leg to reach block, the length of the arms and the strength in the shoulders to push on chip blocks, the speed, I mean, when he just presses the speed button, he could get into quick routes. He would be fantastic in drags. How tall is he? He's like 6'7"?
Maybe a bit taller than that.
6'7", 6'8", maybe? He'd be matchup.
6'8".
He'd be a matchup nightmare.
He's 6'8".
He would be an NFL tight end after 1 year of college football. That's my projection.
That's a big statement there.
That's my projection. I'm not even kidding you.
I'm sure he's got soft hands in terms of being able to catch.
Yep. So if he can catch a football, I think he could be an NFL tight end in a year.
Does seem he's got a little nasty to him, too.
So you don't feel like – do most people feel like he doesn't have an NBA future?
I don't think so. But then again, I'll be more than happy to admit one of the things that I will freely admit that I'm not good at is projecting what guys do to the next level on the NFL, or, you know, on the college football or the NBA side. I trust guys that know more than I do on stuff like that. And I talk to people about that. I've never talked about Caleb Lohner as being a potential NBA player, but my first thought would be, He's got to be a far better on the offensive side if he's ever going to sniff Europe, let alone the NBA.
Interesting. Go play football, brother. Make some money, because he could.
Not to say he's not a great college basketball player. He's absolutely critical for what BYU does.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very good. But the eventual course of an athlete is to make money in what you do. And he can make a lot of money playing the game of football. I don't know if he's going to make money playing the game of basketball.
Who's the was it Jordan Cameron who came to BYU to play basketball and then transferred and went to USC and became a tight end and then played for the Browns for a while?
What did you say?
I think his name was Jordan Cameron. Last name was Cameron. But he came to BYU originally to play basketball, gave up basketball, transferred to USC, I believe, to play football, and then got drafted and played for the Browns for a bunch of years.
Yeah.
So this is not out of the ordinary.
I think it is Jordan Cameron. Well, I'd like to see it because I think that he'd be – and I know that Isaac Rex still has a future, and I know Dallin Hooker is a fantastic receiving-type tight end. A fall camp, some coaching, a game or two, and I think Lohner would be better than both of them.
Jeez.
This is just going off of
that's
athletic,
no, I'm and by the way, I trust you when you say things like this. Like, I'm just saying geez in terms of like, wow, I mean that's incredible to think of.
He's a beautiful athlete. And I just kind of feel like basketball's good for him, football's right.
And we
right
said the same
him.
Thing. I mean the Bronson Kafusi thing was going on when we were starting to do the show and you said the same thing, like, hey, it's time to give it up.
Yep.
And focus on football.
It was more obvious with Bronson than it is with Caleb because Caleb's a much better basketball player than Bronson was. Much better.
Yes.
But to me, it's obvious that he's got a more of a future in one than the other. But BYU got a win last night. It was a scrappy win. It was a good game.
All right, we'll get to your starting lineup coming up next. Caleb Lohner to tight end, Sandra Bullock's best movies. That's what we call an award-winning first segment of the show.
It's Friday, man.
It's Friday. Let's
have some
fun.
Let the hair down. I hope everybody's. I hope everybody out there realizes you made it to the weekend.
Let's move on.
Who's doing that?
Oh, let's move on. No, that's a good. That's a good Twitter follow. He gives us good stuff.
No, I love him. Don't get me wrong.
Who?
But come on, be better.
We had
move
some.
Move on.
Stop it. No, come on. Guy in his Twitter handle says he listens to 8 hours of sports radio every day.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of people say Sandra Bullock, Demolition Man.
You're not seeing a single one.
Not one of those has come across your timeline.
Be true to yourself.
Colton said, Sandra Bullock movies that come to mind before Demolition Man. Speed, Miss Congeniality, 1 and 2. The Proposal, The Blind Side, The Heat. Bird Box, Premonition. Stop it.
Oh, Premonition, yeah.
I don't remember Premonition.
And I just watched one with Sandra Bullock called Unforgivable.
Yes.
I think it was off your suggestion.
Yep, it was.
Ah, there you go. That's a good one.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
It's pretty rough, but it's good.
She's got range.
Yeah, she plays a pretty tough lady in it. I will tell you, if you watch it, just get ready to have your world spun upside down at the end of that
inside thing. Twisted.
It's a really good turn at the end.
Yeah. All right, 1228. Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Starting lineup coming up next right here on The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Jason Cole joining us, longtime veteran NFL reporter. The Chiefs and the Bucks both win big. The 7 seeds haven't won yet. I'm sure they will at some point. The number 2 seeds have quarterbacks that everybody wants to watch, and the NFL wouldn't have made money if those guys had buys and were standing on the sidelines. So just deal with the expanded playoffs.
Yeah, pretty much. Networks are desperate for more live action, so give them what they want, take the money, and run. I hope they don't go to 8. I mean, look, 7's pushing it. It really is. I think you get into troubling areas where – you have those years where you got 8 and 9 teams, or maybe even at some point a 7 and 10 team. That's really where I think you're hurting the integrity of your game if that starts to happen. But I still think that's going to be the exception. Other than that, yeah, deal with it. This is what you get from a money-making enterprise.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the Starting Lineup. Starting Lineup on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
It is time for your Starting Lineup right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Usually it happens a little earlier in the show, but, you know, Sandra Bullock kind of derailed that for the first segment. Oh, Starting Lineup brought to you by Peach Windows and Doors, Utah's premier window and door retailer, combining beauty and technology on windows and doors since 1993. Call them today for your free in-home estimate, 801-566-1255.
Hey, how come, do you have to like click on things to be able to see a response on Twitter? Or
you shouldn't. Should just be showing right up there on the timeline.
Like, I feel like I've been doing this Twitter thing for a long time. But I, like, for instance, you remember Jackson Emery?
Oh, yeah.
BYU basketball player, played next to Jimmer.
Yep. Lone Peak High guy.
So Jackson Emery responded to the tweet that I sent out about Caleb Lohner.
Yeah.
And he mentioned Jordan Cameron, the guy you were talking about.
Yeah.
Did all right after he left BYU basketball for USC football. And then Manny Hendricks was brought up. Shasta Trailer brought up Manny Hendricks, who left Utah basketball for football. And remember, he did well as a corner for a long time with the Dallas Cowboys. But I didn't see that tweet. I don't see the responses on my tweets, like most responses.
You have some people muted?
No, I don't. I just saw Jackson for the first time on Twitter, so I followed him. But do I have to be? I don't have to be following somebody to see
the response. If they tweet at you, you should be able to see that. So if they have your handle and they tweet at you, usually it should show up in your timeline.
All right. So from what I understand, Twitter is like the least used of the social media world. Instagram.
Instagram is, well, I saw some numbers.
I hate Instagram.
I know, I hate it too. And apparently we need to be using it too, because it is far exceeding Twitter right now.
And so is TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, TikTok, I'm not looking forward to that either. But I guess you have to be on that. But usually that's just a bunch of, never mind. Not today.
It's a bunch of what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Just a bunch of moms dancing and hawking product, seems like.
Oh, okay. That's TikTok?
Well, I think that's Instagram, TikTok, and pretty much everything these days, but yeah.
Moms dancing?
Yeah, and hawking product. At least we're on the radio hawking product.
We dance, but people don't see it.
And nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, so anyways, it's just kind of weird. But I know Facebook's bigger than Twitter, too. I think Twitter's
well,
like
it
the
depends
least
on what,
of them.
And again, it kind of depends on what demo you're going after, too. You know, kids aren't on Facebook, and I don't think the kids are on Twitter anymore. You got to go to, you know, TikTok or Snap or
something.
Yeah.
Snapchat's big. You're right. Yeah. That might be bigger than Twitter.
So anytime you get worried about what people are saying on Twitter, just realize it's a very vocal group of people,
but
not a significant amount of people. All right, starting lineup right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Jazz in action tonight, Hans, with a big one as they square off against the Detroit Pistons. And we were joking during the update about the redemption, but Jazz lose this game. Does it impact their season dramatically? No. Does it bring a lot more angst to the fan base? Absolutely. You get swept by the Pistons, and you lose 7 out of your last 8 to a bunch of teams that are under 500. That's not going to sit well with the natives.
You know, we were definitely hounding the Jazz for losing to Houston, and obviously they were without Donovan, and they're going to be without Donovan again tonight. So we were kind of getting after him. Yeah, I know. I agree. We were kind of getting after him tonight, or after him over the Houston loss.
Yeah.
Detroit's got three less wins right now than Houston. And one of their 11 wins is against the Jazz a couple of days ago. And there is no way, no chance, the Jazz can let Detroit beat them twice. Not a chance.
No.
Can't do it. I don't care if the same lineup that was on the court against Toronto. And if you heard me talking about it yesterday, this is who was out against Toronto. No Mike Conley, no Donovan Mitchell, no Rudy Gobert, no Rudy Gay, no Joe Ingles, no Bojan Bogdanovic, no O'Neal, no Clarkson. Remember, it was a crap show.
Yes.
Everybody that was out against Toronto. I don't care if that crew that played against Toronto is on the court tonight against Detroit. If Detroit beats the Jazz, yeah, you're right. Like, you know, I've been more patient than anybody. And, yep. And I am patient. If the Detroit Pistons beat the Jazz again tonight, I don't think that derails the season, but I'm going to be nauseated, and I don't care what happens over the weekend. Monday, I'm going to spout off about it. Not that that means much, but
I'm going to send a terse email.
I'm going to say some real rude things about everybody. I'm going after everybody.
Everybody's going to get it.
Coaches, managers.
The Bear.
The
Watch out.
Game ops. Coming after everybody. If you lose to the Pistons twice in a week's time.
Yeah, it can't happen.
The Pistons are very lowly.
Yes, they are very lowly. And they also are in a situation, too, where they're just, I mean, they've got some talent on that team, as we saw when they lost that game in Detroit. But you're the Jazz. You should be a top four team in the West. Frankly, you should be a top two team in the West. Probably isn't going to happen this year. But you can't get swept, especially on your own home court, especially when you got some adversity. And I know Donovan Mitchell's out. I get it. Doesn't matter. You should win this game.
Yeah,
No excuses.
You got to win this game. And fully expect it. As I mentioned, I'll be here in arena tonight because I made it a point that I want to come in and watch body language.
Yeah.
Off the court. I want to watch Quinn Snyder's body language. I want to watch Coach Jensen's body language. I want to watch all the guys as they come off the court from a good performance or a bad performance. I want to see, and I'm sure Donovan will be on the bench. I want to see how guys are interacting with him because there seems to be something a little funky with this team right now.
Yeah.
A little bit of funk. And it's not that I can take everything from body language, but I've been around athletes long enough that you can read some things. So I'll be in there tonight watching this. And by the way, it still should be extremely entertaining. And these Jazz games are an absolute blast. So get yourself out there. And if you haven't been listening, listen, because we've been giving away tickets. And we'll see you out there tonight. I do think that the Jazz, they get off this slide. And I think they get a convincing win against
Detroit. Yeah, I think this could be an old-fashioned just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beatdown.
Yeah.
And it should be, too. This team needs that right now. Absolutely needs that.
Well, Detroit, in their last game, scored 133 points against the Sacramento Kings. And I'm talking four-quarter regulation. They put up 133 points. A really great game by Bay, but a fantastic game by Olynyk, who came off the bench for 22-10. And you got some help from Magruder off the bench, too, with 15. The bench, geez, look at how many. I mean, the bench scored, what, 60? 55, 60 points? You had two that were in double digits. You had Jackson with 7 points. You had Lyles with 9 points. So Detroit put up the points against Sacramento. I'm not saying what we've all come to understand is I went through the bench players that have torched the Jazz. Garrison Matthews was the latest with Houston. One thing we've come to understand, anybody in the NBA in any given time can go off against the Jazz. Anybody. So it might be Olynyk, it might be Jackson, might be Lee. I don't know. I don't know.
Do we need to do a who's going to torch the Jazz roulette?
It truly might be Saben Lee. Who's going to torch the Jazz roulette?
Who's going to torch the Jazz bingo?
like to own the bench player?
Yeah, like you didn't get in trouble for doing a bingo contest back in the day, did you?
Oh, well, I think you're taking that out of context. Yeah, that wasn't my idea. I think that was between Lloyd and Lund.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
When those two guys would get together, Will's.
I don't even think I was doing that show at that time.
Yes, you were.
No, I don't remember the bingo.
Just playing Food Chuck.
Yeah, it was. Actually, I think he was running it at that time.
He might have been.
So
yeah, that goes so far back. That might have been Daytona.
You know what's funny is we had the station got relicensed a few years ago, and so when we took over, we got the public folder, and so I was going through all these things that were in the folder, and if you get into trouble or if you do something that a lot of people complain about, then you have to put it in your public folder.
Yeah.
And so I was going through, I'm like, wow, Hans did this.
No.
Hans did this.
No, not me. Lund. The problems all went away when he went away.
Yeah. And then I saw these
always remember that.
Kevin Graham's apology letters, and I'm like, wow, that's not sincere at all. All right, so Detroit comes into this game 11-33 on the season. As you mentioned, they did get that win over Sacramento, 133-131. That game against the Jazz, 126-116. The interesting player to watch. Now, if you're just coming to watch good basketball, then you get to see an up-and-coming player in Cade Cunningham, who's a really special player in this league.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. He is an incredible player. And you can see it. He's full of all kinds of potential. He's untapped potential. But the game that he put together against the Jazz was awesome.
You got Sadiq Bey, who's averaging 15 points a game in his second year in the league. That's another guy that can hurt the Jazz. He had 29 in that game against the Jazz.
Yeah. He was 5-9 from three. 55.6% from three, Scotty. 10 of 17 from the field. Went nearly 60% from the field. 4-4 from the free throw line. 8 assists. And as you mentioned, 29 points.
Yeah. And remember, former Jazz man Trey Lyles coming back to the arena. He had 14 against the Jazz in Detroit. Corey Joseph with 16. Josh Jackson with 11.
This team's got talent. They have talent. We watched it.
Yeah.
But the Jazz have to stop the bleeding. Detroit is still, even with this talent that we talked about, they're still, if not the worst team, they're in the running with two other teams as the worst team in the NBA.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hey, want to check out our friends at UFirstCU. That's UFirstCU. University Credit Union is now UFirst Credit Union. Utah's growing, and UFirst Credit Union is growing, too. What started on the University of Utah campus has grown to over 110,000 members with 20 different locations, and with that expansion, they wanted to make sure that they knew, that you knew as a consumer, that they are for everybody. UFirst Credit Union, ready to meet and even exceed expectations for all of you. And look, they've been a member of the Utah community for over 65 years. Visit them right now at ufirstcu.com. Proud presenting sponsor of the Hans and Scotty Show. Well, I don't know, after that first segment, they may not be quite as proud, but we do appreciate them hanging out with us. UFirstCU.
Don't do that.
.com.
What are you doing?
They agree with me. They've already tweeted and said it's Demolition Man.
Demolition Man, for sure. Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network.
This is Unripe.
Guys are doing a hell of a job.
Here's what is great about what George Kliavkov said. I love the brutal honesty. I mean, if you can't look at a situation and assess it and call it what it is and say what it is, you're never going to improve. If you're constantly putting a Band-Aid on it and say, no, we're in a good spot. We're just give us another year. Just give us, it's a building year, but man, next year things are going to be good. Next year never comes around. And when you can come out and make a very clear, very bold, very accurate, and very honest statement, that's really kind of the first step to, like, making change.
That is unbelievable.
Catch Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of What You May Have Missed. All brought to you by Built Bar. Double chocolate, peanut butter brownie, cherry barcia, salted caramel. That's just one, or just a few of the great flavors there at Built Bar. 100% real chocolate, 100% real delicious. Order yours today at Built.com and save 10% off your order using promo code ZONE at checkout. That is Built Bar.
Do you think Craig Smith is thinking to himself he shouldn't have left Logan?
Or do
you think he gets the paycheck and he's like, yeah, you know what? Seven game losing streak, but this is nice.
When you check that account on the 1st and the 15th, you're like, yeah, doing okay.
Yeah.
Things are pretty good. Actually, I thought they played their butts off last night.
They did.
I was calling the Utah State game, so I didn't have a chance to look back at that until earlier this morning, but I thought they fought like crazy against UCLA, having a lead. Now, remember, UCLA is ranked 9th in the country, and Utah had a chance to tie it up late and just couldn't get a three ball to fall. But I thought, even in a loss, that was one of their better efforts. I do get a little concerned when everybody gets on Twitter and starts congratulating them. Hey, great effort. Great job. Great effort. No, you got to take that next step, though. You know?
Yeah.
And
it's just not going to be taken against USC, UCLA, Arizona.
Yeah.
It's just not, those aren't the teams you're going to take it against.
But I will say this, and I've said this constantly, and I get it. My opinions are a little biased because I'm a huge fan of Craig Smith. Utah fans, I understand the dude's lost 7 in a row, and this team is reeling a little bit, but without Carlson in the lineup and still trying to fill out that lineup, I think Utah's in very, very good hands. And if you look at if you take away the wins and losses and you just look at how this team is performing, they're on the right trajectory. Mm-hmm. And I feel firmly confident saying that Craig Smith's going to get this thing going and going pretty soon.
So Boise State hit a big three? Or
so Utah?
Where are you, by the way?
Hey.
Did you go to Boise last night, or what was the deal there? I know this is your interview, not mine.
Don't turn my...
When I left for practice last night, it was about a 2-point game, maybe
Lloyd.
10 minutes to go. So Boise takes a bit of a lead in the race for the conference crown with that win last night, right?
Oh,
you know what?
Rubes.
You know what? Demolition Man. Best damn movie I've ever seen.
You don't do that, dude.
No, I am doing that.
That's not cool.
That's what you... You own that.
Lloyd turned off Scotty's mic so that he could play Greg Rubel.
I got an on-off switch here, and I keep seeing it get turned off, and I'm turning it back on, and Lloyd's turning it off again.
Oh, that's gonna go forever.
So yeah,
what happened?
So I'm telling you, Utah State is snake bit right now when it comes to games.
So what? So all of the good luck and fortune of comebacks, did the football team just take everything?
I guess so.
Logan?
The football team just stole it all. If you look at Utah State's they're 1-5 now in conference. They've lost 4 in a row. But if you look at their conference losses, they lost to Air Force 49-47. Then they lost to Colorado State 77-74 on a one-possession game. They lost to Wyoming 71-69. They did lose to Fresno by 6, but it was a one-possession game, and then they missed a shot, and then you got a foul, and so that point spread got padded a little bit with the foul shots down the lane. That was not a 6-point game. That was essentially a one-possession game. And then last night, Utah State's got a 3-point lead with under a minute. Boise State goes down, hits a 3, ties the game. Utah State unable to get a bucket on the other end. And Marcus Shaver, who was 0-for-10 from the field, had not made a single shot the entire night, and was 0-for-4 from 3.
And by the way,
he didn't even receive a pass. He just dribbled right up to the line, waited, held for the last shot, cranked the 3 straight away, buries it, and Boise State gets the 3-point victory over Utah State.
Boise takes a bit of a lead in the race for the conference crown with that win last night.
They are, right? Yes, Grubbs, they are undefeated. They are now 5-0 in Mountain West Conference play. Man.
That is the gift that we'll just keep giving. So, yes, so Boise.
That is your 2021 Utah Sportscaster of the Year right there.
Just play it again. Just because it
fits. No, we don't need to play it again.
Where are you, by the way, Scotty? Did you go to Boise last night, or what was the deal? I know this is your interview, not mine.
Hey, you know,
I left for practice last night, it was about a 2-point game, maybe 10 minutes to go. So Boise takes a bit of a lead in the race for the conference crown with that win last night, right?
You know, and Greg's so nice that in the middle of that, I still don't even really feel like he's trolling.
No. You and I were oblivious to the troll.
100% oblivious to it.
I was just saying
right when
like,
I heard it, I knew it. Because that was actually an interview we actually recorded. Because he had to go a little earlier.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Well,
and I thought to myself, did he just troll?
I did not pick up on it.
I didn't either.
At all.
I mean, I'm answering like, yeah, well, it was a tough loss. You know, and I'm
but
like,
he just steamrolled.
And then you go back and you listen to it, like, oh my gosh, that is expert trolling.
Yeah, it is.
Because you just don't expect it from him.
So Boise takes leading the conference run, huh? With that win, did they?
Is that what happened?
So it was a 2-point. And he sounds so innocent because it sounds like, hey, right. I've been very busy. Working.
Yeah.
And while I was headed to go to work, it was a 2-point lead. So what happened?
Been busy working and winning.
You know darn good and well what happened. You know exactly what happened. Don't come at us like that. Now I take offense to it. Hey, we need to get him on and just say, hey, Greg, come on, man.
We got to wait until they lose, though, and I don't think they're losing anytime soon.
No, they will. They'll find a way to.
So, how'd that game against Gonzaga go, huh?
Do they play Liberty at any point? Because they might lose to them. I don't know. They'll find a way to lose to LMU. BYU, it's a matter of time. They'll lose to a team they shouldn't. And when they do, we're getting Greg on. And we are going to catch him, blindside him.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. I think it felt like it's lost its luster. Because it's like when your dog, you know, drops a deuce in the middle. If you don't catch him in the act.
You ain't fixing that.
You're not fixing anything.
Yeah, he just wonders why
this was like a year ago before we finally realized what actually happened.
Yeah. So you're saying the doo-doo is kind of crusty and old.
Yeah, it's into the carpets. I mean, we're going to have zero res. I have to come and clean that thing up.
So we shouldn't hit Greg with a rolled up
newspaper. I don't know. Maybe he'll be less likely to see it coming.
We'll really catch him off guard.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that was... And look, I think Ryan Odom's the right guy. Like, absolutely, there's no complaints with him. Those guys are busting their butt. I don't know, Hans, as an athlete, I don't know if there's anything comparable to football here when it just feels like you come down the stretch of a game and for whatever reason, you're playing your butts off. But, I don't know if it's a mental block, I don't know what, but there's just a, oh boy, here we go again. And I don't know how you get out of that.
A lot of times, it's having the clutch guy.
Yeah.
It's having Sam Merrill.
Well, that certainly helps.
Yeah. It's having the guy that's
having the Biashkata certainly helps.
I'm sick of this, and I know how this is going to go, and I've got all the ability, and I've been coached to do this, so I'm going to impose my will. This is how it's going to go. Do we have an interview? Can I – do we have Bowler? Okay. Yeah, we'll take the break. I wanted to talk a little bit. I watched the BYU game last night, San Diego. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Atiki being ejected.
Well, and they do have that guy in Barcelo where he's like, no, we're not. Yeah. I'm not letting this happen tonight.
Barcelo's incredible.
Yeah.
But I'm going to talk a little bit later about Atiki being ejected. I've got a couple of thoughts with that.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Remember, University Credit Union is now U First Credit Union. Utah's growing, and U First Credit Union is growing, too. What started back on the U campus has now exceeded 110,000 members, 20 locations now into Utah County, continuing to expand across the state of Utah to ready to fit the needs of even more Utahns. U First Credit Union, a member of the Utah community for 65 years. Check them out at ufirstcu.com. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.